USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
British Prime Minister Theresa May in the news. She survives a no-confidence vote of her own party. USA Radio's John Clemens now with the story.
Lawmakers rejected the no-confidence motion to May's leadership 200-117, but the win by Theresa May has exposed the bitter split in her own party over Great Britain's departure from the EU. Still, there is no clue as to how May can plot a course out of the Brexit maze by improving the chances the House of Commons will approve her contentious Brexit deal. She is now calling for unity.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future.
I'm John Clemens.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 70 points to close at 24,597, the Nasdaq off almost 28 points to close at 7070, and the S&P 500 down less than a point to close at 2650. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The FCC taking a look at a long-standing media ownership rule. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Imagine CBS merging with NBC, or NBC merging with ABC, or Fox. Well, none of them can do such things right now, because the FCC prohibits such mergers under what's called the dual network rule. But this week, the agency voted to move ahead with a review of media ownership rules, including the one that prevents dual ownership of two or more broadcast giants. The FCC asking if the rule, quote, remains necessary to promote competition, localism, or viewpoint diversity. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai saying the commission is teeing up a number of questions and keeping an open mind on whether such rules still make sense. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a stormy week for Stormy Daniels as a judge rules she owes President Trump almost $300,000 in legal fees. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A stumbling block for adult film star Stormy Daniels as a federal judge has ordered her to pay more than $293,000 to the lawyers representing President Trump in her defamation lawsuit. The president's attorney had asked for $780,000. Her attorney, Michael Avenatti, says they will appeal. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News,